علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the 16th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he explains about the importance of recognizing the truth and the falsehood, and to distinguish between the two, and to act according to the reality and stay away from falsehood. And here, a very important issue is brought about. The reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam is bringing about this discussion is that the Ummah had undergone a very wrong form of training in the previous regimes before the coming of Imam Ali alayhi salam and him taking the caliphate. And this wrong trend was continuing, and therefore he had to show the people and explain to them what falsehood is and what truth is. You see, this wrong training meant that people's understanding of reality had now changed, and their criteria regarding what is true and what is false had become different. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam had to reinforce and reiterate this idea back into the people.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam, after 25 years of wrong leadership, or rather of his right being taken away from him, he comes back and he takes up this leadership. Of course, as we mentioned, there was a lot of the training that the Ummah received before his coming was, of course, a training that was not the complete divine training that was required. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam had to do a lot of work to kind of change the society back to its normal tracks. And in these 25 years, how much was happening that was not good? Very great scholars, okay, who are big companions at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they suffered. Some of the very great companions, they suffered a lot, and they could not speak what was true and what was correct for them, to be spoken. because of the way the governments treated these companions, and how some of the true voice was suffocated for so many years. Narrations were not allowed to be narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the excuse that these narrations will mix up with the Quran. While everyone knew that narrations would never mix up with the Quran, because the Quran has a special language, and people who have memorized the Quran are such that they would never get confused. And Imam Ali alayhi salam had all the arguments with him. Yet unfortunately, what happened in history is that a few people sat down and they selected a leader without the consent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without the consent of Imam Ali alayhi salam. While everyone had known, all the Muslims had recognized the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was chosen as a wali, as a mawla of the believers on the day of Ghadir. Ghadir Khum is a very famous narration. Rather, it's a mutawatir narration. Mutawatir means that it has been narrated by so many narrators across the spectrum of the Muslim Ummah that its authenticity cannot be doubted. It's a completely, undoubtfully correct narration. Now, when this happened, you can imagine what happened to the Islamic Ummah. That was the seed of corruption had already been sowed at that time, and it continued for a long period of time until Imam Ali alayhi salam decided to kind of create that change that was required.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about this task that Imam Ali alayhi salam had after taking up this leadership, to remind the people about the truth and the falsehood and to make them recognize this. And Imam Ali alayhi salam tried his best, and he struggled a lot, but he was bound by principles. Imam Ali alayhi salam could very easily fool the people, cheat, use wrong methods to be able to achieve the aims and objectives. But Imam Ali alayhi salam did not do that. But Muawiyah was not bound by those principles. He did everything possible in his authority, in his control, to cheat, to lie, to bribe people, to cause people to lose faith and come on his direction. He did everything, literally. Bribing the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, some of the big commanders, and trying to pull them on his side, lying, cheating, telling people that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the one who killed Uthman, and so many other things, taking the Quran, putting it on a spear and raising it, making use of the ignorance of the people. These are things that Muawiyah did, but Imam Ali alayhi salam, no. He had limits. He knew that he had bounds, and those bounds maintain him. This notion that, the end justifies the means is one of those very evil notions in the world. In fact, it's the reason for so much misguidance in the universe, so much corruption in the universe. In the name of justice, people commit injustices, crimes, and evil tasks. And Imam Ali was not like that. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a man of principle. And therefore, some ignorant people came and said that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not know politics, was not aware of politics. These are ignorant people who didn't realize that Imam Ali alayhi salam was bound by certain principles, and he knew that trespassing those principles would cause threat to the whole, to the whole reality which he was after, to the whole principle, the whole Islamic, system that he was after. And alhamdulillah, Imam Ali alayhi salam, till the end of his life, continued that firm path. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the opportunity to serve in the right way, in the best of manners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه